In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This podcast is sponsored by What's the Juice by Yoni Koto and Alia Zaitza. Welcome back to the show, guys.
That doesn't even make sense.
Why?
Because how is it sponsored by the podcast?
We sponsor our own shit.
Yeah, for real. With blood, sweat, and tears. Listen, guys. We're here to just hang out. With a new first off-topic episode of this season. Season four, if you didn't realize. Here to hang out. We're here to talk about random things. What's going on? These are like your favorite episodes. So we kind of have no plan.
Yeah, we have no plan. We're just gonna see how this goes. All right.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling. I had my little caffeine before this.
Yeah. To be honest, the vibes have been kind of weird for me today. I don't know. Sometimes you just wake up feeling like things are just annoying. Like everything is annoying.
What happened today? Like, how did you wake up? Because sometimes, you know, it's funny when you wake up in the morning, I can tell what kind of day we're gonna have.
Or is it what type of day I'm going to have, therefore what type of day you're going to have?
Yeah, which means what kind of day we're going to have.
Yeah, but I feel like it's so influenced by like how I feel.
Yeah.
Like how I wake up. Which,
not
to make it sound like it's about me, but I just...
But it is.
But... No, but it's usually like... Because if we are at home together most of the day,
mm-hmm.
is the way one person is feeling...
Mm-hmm.
is going to influence the other person's day. And it's usually, I am very much like up and down right now.
Because you're the roller coaster in the family.
Yeah, you know.
I'm pretty much like a steady, just an easy train ride. It's just one road. You don't have to switch trains. You just get into your destination, which
Would
is the end of the day.
Would you say that's been more so like recently? Like in the last 5 months?
Maybe.
Like a bit more than usual?
A bit more than usual, and it's so funny to think about it because whenever you're going through like these phases,
what phases?
I don't know, like a phase. Sometimes you wake up and you're just
more irritable.
Yes,
the reason
you might get mad at something that's not even like maybe let's say we did something right, like let's say we're looking at something on a computer,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm showing you something and I'm like, hey, babe, like, come look at this, right? And then like you will look at it and it doesn't go the way I planned it to go. Mm. So then like you might say something like last night, for example, right? Basically, this is what I'm trying to get to. Last night, I was doing something on a computer. I was writing an email last night. And then I'm like, hey, like, do you think this is good enough? So I read it. And then, everything was good.
And then I came over. I was like, well, I feel like this part, you should say this and this.
Right. And the computer is on my lap and she kind of just leans over. And this part at the very end, everything was good. Just the very last sentence to really convey the message of the email, right?
Yeah.
And you were like, you know, here, I feel like you should just really say it clearly what you're trying to get or whatever, right?
And then I was trying
to... And then she was trying to explain it, but she couldn't get the words together. The computer is still on my lap, right?
Because I feel like...
And then she's like, can I just get the computer from your lap and type it yourself, myself? I'm just like, yeah, sure, you can get the computer.
I often feel like if I'm trying to explain something to you or if I'm trying to show you something, you're going to quickly... run out of attention to give me for that thing.
That is not true.
That's like, happened many times.
When I called.
Many times when I try to show you something. If I try to show Yoni like a part of a video and it starts and I bring it back, right? But like it plays a little bit before the part and then maybe I'm like trying to find it. I didn't find the right one. Like I know that he's going to just leave. He's going to leave because he's like, nah, you're taking too long.
No, like just put it to the part because that only happened. Okay, hold on a second, guys. Listen, this only happens when I was busy with something. Hold on. If I'm busy with something and you're like, hey, babe, can you look at this reel I made or whatever, right? Or a YouTube video, whatever. So I leave the zone that I was in, which is very hard for me to get in. Like the zone that I want to be in, like when I'm editing.
It's not always the case.
Yes, it is.
It's not always that when you're busy.
When I'm in the zone and I get out of it to go look at something you made, I'm like, okay.
It's not necessarily something I made. Could be like someone else's video or something.
Okay.
I just know if it's not there, and I'm like, the funny part is coming, I can already feel that you're like running out of attention to give what I'm trying to show you. And I feel like it has to be like right at the thing, or you're gone. You're flying away.
I mean, time is money, you know, at the end of the day. But this is what happened yesterday. So then,
yeah, I just felt like I couldn't explain because I was trying so hard to like say it so that in the time that I had your attention, I would say it right. But then I kept having a hard time explaining it, and then I got frustrated, and then I was like, you know what? Can I just type it? And then I did.
And then I was like, yeah, sure, no problem.
The reason why I asked, do you think I'm more like up and down, is because I haven't been taking any hormonal birth control since the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time, like it's been 5 months or so since I haven't been taking, you know, like hormones mm-hmm. for birth control. So now my body has like leveled its hormones to what it's naturally supposed to be. And I have experienced like, you know, basically normal female hormones and like a full month cycle of like your hormone balance changing that affects your mood so much that I can feel like the intensity of my feelings differently.
I mean, is it because of that? Because I can definitely see the difference.
I think it is because of that. Like I notice within my body. Like, why are you on your phone right now? Just listen to what I'm saying.
See, that's a perfect example. I just looked at the time.
Well, I don't know. It's like disrespectful. Yo, you ever telling a story and someone takes their phone and it's like, am I boring you?
No. I just like I was trying to make sure that it's on silent.
That's one funny thing. When you're like talking to someone, let's say it's someone that you don't know really well, and you can just tell that they're losing interest in what you're talking about. Like, what do you do?
Yeah. No, I just tell them, like, I just say, okay, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait until you're done.
Yeah. But are you going to say that like to someone that you don't know that well?
No, I guess like when that happens, I'm just going to like keep talking.
If it's so awkward when like, you can just tell that other person's losing interest or yeah. they're getting distracted by something and you're kind of telling a story and you sort of like fizzle out yeah. or like something interrupts and then you're like really telling a story.
Yeah, I hate when that happens, especially when I'm on the phone and I can hear like a bunch of just like noise background.
No, for me, it's like in person.
Yeah.
And I'm like telling, if I'm telling a story, and maybe it's like not even to just one person, it's like a group of people, you know, it's like three people
that happens to me
or something
a lot.
Like that happens to me quite often. And I'm like saying something and then like maybe someone comes, someone spills something happens that basically distracts people and then they never come back to me. And I was like, damn, like I was just halfway. I'm not even.
No, but I say it. I say, I want to finish my story. You know, I say that every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I feel awkward saying that because I'm.
Why?
I don't know.
Like if I'm talking to a group and then something happened and then we never get back to what I was saying, I was like, guys, I didn't finish. And everybody's back in tune.
Yeah, but maybe what if they were like, oh, finally, we can like not listen to this anymore.
No, but then you got to say, if this is not interesting, I can stop right now. See, the thing about life is you just got to be honest. When you're honest, everything is good. It's all right. But when we're trying to like, can I say this? Is this weird? I feel awkward. Maybe nobody wants to listen. Why don't you just ask and find out? Like, is this not interesting?
Yeah.
Because if it's not interesting, we don't have to talk about. You know, and also you got to have like social awareness. Like when you talk about something, like if I'm hanging out with friends and nobody's into basketball, I'm not going to talk about the game that happened yesterday.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying like sometimes it's not so niche. Like sometimes you're just talking and it gets to like a story that you're now sharing or like, I don't know, you're talking about something.
Yeah.
And then you can just tell they're like, there's like a clear, like something happens, someone comes and then it never resumes.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I hate that feeling.
I don't even
feel
hate
like,
it.
And I also feel like everybody's aware that I was telling a story and now like I'm not anymore and nobody's trying to hear the rest of it.
Sometimes when this happens and I'm in a group, I will, because I know that's not a good feeling. So I'm always usually the one to be like, no way, but like finish your story.
To or
like,
someone or
like,
else.
Yeah, like finish what you were saying. And everybody would be like, oh yeah, like what were you saying? But then again, too.
But
like,
what if nobody says that?
I don't know. Me, I'm just like, listen, I was saying something, but if it's not interesting, we can move on. I'm not hurt by that. Maybe it really wasn't interesting. You know, sometimes what we say is not always like the most interesting shit.
No, I know. And I'm not even, yeah, you're right.
So
you're
finish
right.
The 5 month thing that's been happening.
Well, no,
so.
I was just saying how I feel like recently in the last, you know, few months, because I've been, you know, with guys, men hormones, they are on a 1 day cycle. So at the beginning of every day, your hormones are reset.
Okay.
And they like go through the day and then you go to sleep and then you wake up and it's like a whole, it's like the same. For women is like every week, there's like a change in your hormone balance, what's, you know, dominating or not, which affects your mood so much. So that's why like there'll be times where you have a lot of energy. There'll be times where you are like really sluggish. There'll be times where like everything is annoying, which is for me today. Today, everything is annoying. And like the last couple of days I've been waking up and it's like I am irritated. Everything seems like I'm overwhelmed. I can't choose. Like there's too much going on. There's too many things that I'm trying to do. And it's like, it's like that.
No, I feel that. I mean,
the best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/hiddentruecrime.
Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. I don't feel that, but I understand it.
Yeah.
And I'm just there for you.
Yeah.
I never get frustrated when that happens, even though it is frustrating.
You work with me.
I do.
I appreciate
do,
you.
Do you feel
that.
Like I do a good job at working you with
do,
you? Because I really do. I feel like, I don't know, because like what else am I supposed to do?
Yeah. No.
But I feel like I don't know how other guys in relationships deal with that. Like sometimes, because I don't take it personal. That's the thing.
I don't direct anything at you. Like most of the things that I'm frustrated at are either like work related or.
Yeah, I know, but I'm
random,
saying.
Random like.
But for the
things.
Other party that you live with, maybe you're in a relationship and the guy doesn't have patience. What if he's like, yo, why are you just mad about everything? I'm sick of it. Boom, goes out the door.
What type of relationship you got, though, where you just boom out the door?
No, I don't know. I feel like I've never done that. But,
That's crazy.
But we heard plenty of stories.
Where someone just walks out. Like,
yeah.
Yo, one thing we've never done in this relationship is like walked out mid like disagreement, argument, whatever you want to call it. Like never. That's
what did you ever walk out on me? Why haven't you done that?
Because who does that?
Like, what does that solve, right?
Well, but also, like, that's crazy. That's a different level of, like, that's, I don't know, for someone to, like, walk out is...
Like, do you still want to be together? Like, what's
happening?
I would
just never do that. That's, one, hella dramatic. Two, I think that's a different level of, like, issues.
But can we maybe understand why someone would do that? Like, if there's someone listening to this and they've done that, maybe they regret doing that.
You
but then
leaving the house, I think, is a sign of like you need extra help, maybe.
Not extra help. Maybe it's like
you can go to another room. I feel like leaving the house is such a like
no.
intense choice.
But I think what it depends on the argument. It depends on, sometimes people just need space. I need to go to the park and walk around the lake just once. I'll
okay,
be back.
My question is,
I just need
are
some
you
air.
Walking out mid-conversation?
I mean, obviously not
like
in the middle
storm
of someone
out,
talking.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying.
Like you're
like,
talking?
You're talking, you're arguing. You're like, you know what? I need to get out of here. Like, I can't do this right now and just walk out. But you're like, it's not like you've had a conversation. Maybe it was a little bit heated. You go back and forth. And you don't necessarily like come to a resolution, but you have the conversation has taken a stop.
Okay.
And then one of you is like, you know what? I think I'm going to like go for a walk.
That's really a nice
That's
way to say.
That's a very different. I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
That's normal.
You know what? I'm just going to take a
You know what? I'm
going
to do a workout. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go to the gym.
I feel like you've done that once. Like, at Green Lake, when we lived in Seattle, there was a time where you just went for a walk. I remember that.
Because we like had an argument or something?
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but we needed some space. And it's normal. Let's not act like relationships
no,
is
no.
like
But that's what I'm trying to differentiate what I mean by walking or storming out.
Oh, okay. There's like respectfully walking out. Like, hey, babe, I love you so much, but I need to go on a walk right now.
It can even be that. Like, you know, sometimes after you have like a disagreement or something, the vibe and the air still feels thick.
Yeah,
it's
you
still
just want to get out.
And everybody, you know, the parties involved are aware of that feeling. And sometimes you just need to like, you know, go for a walk, go like do some groceries, something like just get out of the house, like, you know. And that's totally normal. And I've done that many times.
A workout is usually the best thing because even if you do go grocery shopping after a little argument like that where the vibe wasn't good in the apartment, you can still very much be in the grocery store feeling that feeling. Like you're grabbing the potato. Yeah. You're like, man, I just want to squish this. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
But
what
working
I'm
out and
is...
sweating, that's it does something to your body.
Yeah, for sure. I was just saying that that's very different than like, oh, I'm so like just frustrated because like you do this all the time and I've said about this so many times and I'm done with it. And then you storm, like you like put your shoes on and you walk outside.
And slam the door usually.
I mean.
With that energy, you're not going to close the door gently.
I mean, you let the door close if it closed on its own. I don't know.
Mm.
But that's what I'm talking about where I would never do. And yeah. We've never done.
And
that's,
I will never
that's
do.
That's wild to do.
Huh.
To me.
Is there ever a reason where that is appropriate?
If like, someone like
that.
Did some really like
Like if someone
messed
if
up
someone
shit.
Cheated on me.
Yeah, I feel like that deserves
I'm not going to be
spot.
Like, hey, I'm going to go to the park right now. just going to get some ice cream, get some things off my mind, okay?
No.
No, I'm out.
Okay, but most of the time it's not that type of scenario and people still storm out.
Yeah. Well, if you've done it and there's a reason for that, maybe like shoot us a DM. Let us know what happened. And then maybe we can like come back the next episode and like see what we think about it.
Mm, yeah. I mean, that's just my take on it. But welcome to the What's the Juice podcast. I don't know if we actually properly introduced it. I know Yoni said something about like sponsored at the beginning. It didn't really.
I know Yoni said something about my name is Yoni.
So welcome to the What's the Juice pod, everybody. We're 17 minutes in. My name is Alia Zaita. Welcome to the show. And I'm here with my lovely partner in life and co-host of the What's the Juice podcast.
Yeah, you want to say my name too?
No, go ahead.
Yoni Koto, guys. All right. If you're new here, this is the best podcast in the world. All right. Sometimes we have a topic.
Sometimes we have a late episode.
Sometimes we have a late episode that comes out. Like the episode, just so you guys know, the episode is supposed to come out on Wednesday, but I think we should change it to Thursday.
Just today, since today is Thursday, it is coming out Thursday.
No, because last week was on Thursday too.
Oh, was it?
So I'm wondering if
that's
if
just Yoni has to be better with his time management.
Okay. Yeah. That is true. But I just think like maybe Thursday just works better for me.
But I also think low-key we need an editor. So that's another story for another time. But yeah. We want to tell you guys a story about something we did not last weekend, but the weekend before.
What did we do?
We went to a Brazilian concert
mm-hmm.
with our friends who are Brazilian. Shout out to Caro and Pedro. And it was a very fun experience. So the reason why I went to this Brazilian concert is because Carolina and Pedro are Brazilian themselves, and they were heard about this concert, and it was, what's the brand, the band's name? Gilson?
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't remember?
Gilson's, something like that.
Gilson's.
It's like spelled G-I-L-S-O-N-S, Gilson's.
If you're Brazilian and you listen to this, shout out to you, all right? We will be in Brazil one day.
Well, so the reason why they invited us is because they know that we love Brazilian music. Yoni and I both like go through phases of playing like a lot of Brazilian music. Our favorite is Silva.
Not our favorite, but okay. Silva is definitely like one of my favorite Brazilian artists.
Yeah, it's good. I feel like he's the artist that we know the most songs from.
Right. Fica tudo bem?
Tudo bem, yeah.
What does that mean again? Everything will be all right.
Yeah,
because the song goes like this. Fica tudo bem.
Yoni really wants to sing right now.
Okay, I'm going to take that part out. Never mind.
Yeah, so we went to this Brazilian concert. And what's funny is this is the first time I've ever been to a concert for music that I do not understand. Because I do not speak Portuguese. Neither does Yoni.
I speak a little bit.
And it was it was an interesting experience.
It was an interesting experience because, first of all, I was just excited to be around so many people from like a different culture, and they all come in like under one roof, and I just wanted to know what the energy was going to be like, and it was exactly how I expected.
Yeah. And it's funny because you're like, you just know everybody that's there is somehow
connected to this type of shit.
Yeah,
and it's my favorite thing in the world, honestly. Just like anything that has like some like strong culture behind it, I love.
Yeah.
And I feel like for some reason, I feel connected to it.
So this was the funny thing, right? Like when we got there, the concert had already started. We got there a little bit late. So we make our way into like finding a nice spot in the crowd. And the thing with us is like, because Yoni is so much taller and I'm short, we always have to find a good medium between like where to be in the crowd. So Yoni doesn't block people, but that I can also still see like stuff on stage. And once we found our spot, we were good. We were set. And the thing is like we had heard a few songs from this band, but we didn't know like majority of the songs.
I definitely didn't know majority of the songs, but I just want to say before you get to that part.
Okay.
The moment I walk into any venue, because I'm 6'4" on a good day, maybe 6'3" on most days, right? I automatically think about who am I going to block tonight? Like, I know I'm going to block some people's, especially if we come in like a little bit later and everybody's already seated. You know that feeling when you're like so comfortable, you have a good view, you're like, okay, I'm good here for the rest of the night. And then somebody just comes and stands right in front of you.
I mean, that's my life all the time.
Exactly. That doesn't happen to me because usually I can see over them. So that's all right. But there's been times when there was another tall guy in the front somewhere and his head is like right where the artist is.
I mean, yeah, you still can't really argue because that's...
No, yeah, that's true. So basically, this is something that I try to avoid. I don't want to do that. Because so the way we were standing, I always try to be like with my back against a wall anywhere in the building.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in front of people, and I also don't care to be close to the artist. I don't care about that. Yeah, I just want to be in the building.
I want to be able to just see the artist. I don't need to be like... right there, you know?
Right. So that's what we did. You know, I guess there was like a little, like a higher level.
Yeah, that we first were on, and I was good there because I could see so well.
Yeah, but then
Carolina and Pedro, because, you know, Carol's my height, Pedro's taller than me, but he's not as tall as you. So they can kind of like make their way in the crowd, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, I always feel bad.
So it's a little bit funny because they were like, oh no, like let's keep going in the crowd. And then we're so used to like managing the height situation.
Yeah, I'm like going into the crowd. No, people are going to hate me. And some people don't care.
Yeah.
Some people just go, listen, I paid for my ticket. Just like everybody else, I'm going to enjoy the show. And I always think about the person behind me.
Yeah.
Like if it's someone that's like way shorter than me.
Yeah, like me.
I let them go in front of me. Like, here, I can just, Yeah. So.
Yeah. So back to the songs, right? So usually when you go to a concert, like half of the fun of it is like being able to sing along to the songs with everybody else. And you're like, oh my God, this is my song. And then you like, you know, like sing along with it. And it's the part of that part of the concert experience that's so satisfying. So for one, that's something we didn't really have because we didn't know the songs that well. So that was the first time that I went to a concert where I was like not really singing along. And that's fine. You know, you can still vibe or whatever. But when everybody else around you is like singing along to it, it's such a much fuller body experience that I was like, damn, like this sucks that I can't like sing along. Yeah. And then two, like I don't know the language. Mm-hmm. So I can't really like even know what they're saying. It's like everything is based off of just vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Straight up vibes.
Straight up. Talk about straight up vibes. That was it. That I was just like, I don't know what they're saying. I just know it's a vibe.
Yeah. It would have been so satisfying to know. And then also too, like something about Portuguese songs and like Brazilian music is just really satisfying to just sing.
Yeah, that's true.
And
it's very musical. Like the same way with like with English, I feel like it just sounds good no matter like what it says in a way.
What do you mean, English?
Like I feel like English is a very musical.
No, but I meant language. Like Brazilian or
just
I mean
music.
Yeah, yeah,
like
exactly.
The style.
Like the style of music.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good. I mean, I had a great time. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to have that much time, honestly.
That much time?
No,
that much fun.
That much fun, yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, was when, like, in between songs, like, after they sing a few things and they would, like, talk, you know, like, to the audience, they would say certain things. And that's when I was like, I really don't understand what
you're
saying.
I was asking Pedro everything, like, yo, so what did he say right here? Because everybody reacting like he said some shit.
Yeah, that's, like, the worst when they say, like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then, like, the crowd goes, woo. And you know they said something like shouted out someone.
I just said the same thing. I just repeated what everybody else said. If everybody was cheering, I was cheering.
I know, but it's so different to like respond to what they say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they shouted out like everybody that came here from blah blah blah. Like it was a part where they said like put your hands up if you're non-Brazilian.
Mm.
You know, but I didn't know that's what they said.
Yeah,
until too late.
A lot of people think I'm Brazilian.
Yeah, you could be.
Like, people tell me you could pass for a Brazilian person.
Could I?
You? I feel like you could, too.
I think even, like, in Brazil, though, there's such a variety of, you know, like, how people look.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's such a huge country with so many different areas and, like, historically, too.
Yeah.
But we have to go.
No, and
we will go.
Yeah. The concert, so then we had a guy that was standing right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was dancing the whole time. It was like a...
Yeah, we have to explain what this guy looked like.
Well, this guy honestly, he looked like a bodyguard.
He looked like a bodyguard.
He looked like a security. He looked like someone that was working the venue that was a security guard.
Yeah.
But that was just having such a vibe and such like a good time that he just came to the floor.
He was by himself.
Yeah,
he wasn't with anyone because he wasn't talking to anyone the whole time. He was by himself. He had like this leather jacket on. He had a hat on. I saw his face. He was kind of like, how do I explain it?
Scruffy like, a little
scruffy
bit,
and,
right?
Like hard. Like he seemed like he had some hard skin.
Yeah, like you, like yeah,
like some thick hard skin.
Yeah.
And at first I thought maybe he was like Eastern European because he kind of gave me that vibe. Like he could be. I don't know. But yeah, he wasn't super tall or anything. And at first he was just kind of like in front of us.
He kept stepping on my foot.
Oh yeah. He thought it was my foot, but it was yours.
Yeah. It's so funny. Cause when he turned around and started talking to you,
mm-hmm.
I was just trying to listen because it was just like, I didn't know what he was saying.
Yeah.
But then because he kept stepping on my foot.
Cause he was breaking it down. You guys, he was having the time of his life.
He was sweating.
He was just not giving any, like he didn't care about like anybody being around him or anybody looking at him. He was getting so into it. He was like putting his hands up. It was in his body. You could just tell he was feeling that music.
At one time, he took off his jacket.
Oh, you knew it was real.
I was like, okay. Anytime you go to a concert and you're sweating.
Yeah.
You're having a great time.
Yeah, because that's what I would say. I wasn't like getting so into it that I was sweating.
No, I get it. I get it.
So he was really feeling it. It was beautiful to see.
No, it was amazing.
Like, that's so dope.
At the end, I talked to him a little bit. I told him, I said, I like your dance moves. He was like, oh, man, thank you. Amazing band.
Yeah.
And he had an accent, but I couldn't tell where he was
from. And you said like, oh, this is the first time that you're seeing them. And I think he said, this is my first time too.
Yeah. Yeah,
I wonder where he's from, because I do think he raised his hand. He didn't raise his hand when the band said, like, who's Brazilian here? So I don't know if he's Brazilian, but
yeah, it was a good time. So we definitely encourage everybody to go to a concert
that is not in your language.
That is not in your language at all. You have to like the music.
Of course.
You know.
But it was definitely interesting for sure.
Yeah.
But I still feel like such a big part of going and attending a concert is singing along. Which
not,
you can't.
Not me. Not necessarily.
For me, it's a big part. I want to be like with them, you know?
Yeah. So also just to add to this type of music, I've been working on this South American playlist.
Yoni's always working on new playlists.
Yeah. No, I have like five main ones that then I just keep adding. So we have like the jazz one that everybody's been liking. So now I have like the South American one. And everybody, I posted a song by Soda Stereo,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a band from the 70s, maybe 80s, 90s. I don't know exactly, okay? But it's like from that time.
Okay.
And they're from Argentina. And the lead singer, his name is Gustavo something.
Okay.
And I guess after their career, he went on to like, he did like a solo, solo part of his career. And he's really good. I like his music. Anything that has like a
Soda Stereo?
Yes, yeah, Soda. So S-O-D-A.
Yeah.
Stereo.
Stereo. Yeah. Stereo.
Yeah,
stereo.
Exactly.
Gotta say with that accent.
So when I posted it, so many people were like, yo, this is like my parents' favorite. This is my favorite artist. Or
how did you get band. Into it? How did you find it? Someone at work told you about it?
Someone recommended it to me, yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know. It's amazing. So if you have any good songs from like Latin American, just send it over, you know?
Nice.
Brazilian, anything from like Argentina, Chile, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was, we were playing if you guys, I feel like we told them about Hister before, right?
Yeah.
If you guys know the board game, it's kind of like a board game, but not really, called Hister. We played it this past weekend, and it's a music game where you have like two teams, and you basically like scan this QR code on like your card, and then a song plays, and then you have to guess like the artist, the name, and the year that it was, you know, put out. And we were playing this for our friend's birthday the other day, and it makes me realize like how much music, like, I didn't really grow up with. Like, I didn't grow up in like a music family. There was only like certain, like, I remember there was like, I don't know, maybe 10 or so CDs that like my family had, like my parents had in our apartment back in Bucharest, that was like Queen. They had a lot of Queen. They have a lot of ABBA. And I don't remember like what else. But it was like one of those kind of American things. And that was it. But my family didn't really like play music in the house. Like, I didn't get like a musical education that just happens as you grow up with your parents, that I feel like yesterday or this past weekend when we were playing the game, I saw like all like the people that we were with, you know, our friends, like they knew certain types of music that I was like, you're not that much older than me for you to know this music and for me not to. And the big difference is whether or not like your parents just played music in the house.
Yeah.
Or if for it to be like, oh, my dad used to listen to this, or like, this is my dad's music, or like, I remember like my parents used to play this. Like, how else? Like, so many like old school. And it could be too, like, I don't know, culturally,
because
like I lived in Romania during my childhood, and then I lived in Canada, and I was just listening to like
Drake.
New music. New music. But when I was in Romania, like, what were my parents listening to? It was just like a couple of things, but like they weren't playing that much music really.
Yeah, I definitely grew up with no like
your parents, were your parents listening to music growing up?
Yeah, of course. Well, okay. it was a lot of Ethiopian music.
Okay, so
a lot of Ethiopian music and Congolese music.
Right. That's so it wasn't like American music that, you know, you could say like Johnny Cash.
No.
Like Bob Dylan.
And Bob Marley. That's the one I would say. Yeah, Bob Marley is like the one that I actually remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about just how like, when we have kids, like what type of music are we going to listen to around them? Because also like what our music is now when they get older, well, not necessarily like the age we're now, but like when our kids would be like 20.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it's like insane to even think about. When our kids would be 20, like they'll think of the music that we were playing when they were growing up as like our parents' music.
All right. Like, what would you play, you think?
I don't know. I'm thinking about, like, the thing is, like, for me, music, I don't play a lot of, like, specific music.
I just go on the radio and be like, yo, Spotify, give me some shit for the day.
Yeah, like, whatever my day list is, give it to me. You know, I listen to a lot of, like, Cleo Soul. I listen to a lot of, it's truly whatever it gives me. And oftentimes, I don't even know what I'm listening to.
Damn.
I play it and I'm like, oh, this is cool, you know?
And you don't even check your phone to see who it is.
Sometimes I do, but I look at it and that's it. I don't like note it or something. I would say.
Sure.
I would say I've gotten a little bit back into the habit of like if it's a song that I'm like, wow, this is really good, then I'll put it like on my liked songs. But I hadn't done that in like a very long time.
That's crazy.
I just let Spotify play whatever.
So if you hear a really, really amazing song, nothing in you tells you, I want to listen to this song again. You're just like, oh, that was cool. Bye.
No, now I do.
Have a nice life.
Now I do. But I feel like maybe before it was giving me all the same type of vibe. And for a long time, like I was listening to lyricless music.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't know. For me, if I play something to discover new music, sometimes I will go to like an artist that I like. That's like from, I don't know, some other country. And then I would just go to their radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how I discover new songs. And anytime, and I just let it play. If I don't like a song, I just skip it. But if I like a song and it goes past like a minute and I really, really like it, I'm grabbing my phone. Even sometimes if I'm on a bike, I will stop to grab my phone to look at it to make sure I can either screenshot it real quick so I can get back to it and search up that artist and download their album, whatever that song was from. I do this shit every single day.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. My relationship with music, I don't. Like,
that's not, I mean, not everybody's like
that.
Yeah.
Much.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes I'm like, I'll remember that this specific artist's radio I really liked. So I just go back to their radio and I just listen to like whatever.
But how do you remember the artist? If you were just randomly listening.
Because there are certain artists that I just like know.
Oh, okay.
Like I just remember their vibe and then I just play their radio.
So you just go and search it up on Spotify instead of just having that artist saved.
Mm-hmm. How do you save artists?
Well, you save an album by them.
Oh.
And then you go from there and whatever. And then you can also download the radios. You can
Yeah,
you can
it takes save. Too much space in my phone.
Yeah, anyways.
Anyways, guys, what else? What else do you want to get into?
Well, I want to get into tonight or maybe tomorrow night. Definitely this weekend. I want to watch the new Weeknd movie. Okay.
The new Weeknd movie.
Yes. Okay. Hurry up tomorrow. It's. I mean, everybody. Wait, what were you about to say?
No, I feel like it wasn't clear what you were saying.
Okay, The Weeknd is my favorite artist. I think like I've said that many times on this podcast.
Yeah, and he came out with a movie.
Yeah, and he came out with a movie
called
Hurry Up Tomorrow. It's the same title as the album he just dropped a couple months ago.
Oh, he dropped it already?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's amazing. Are you kidding me? I really like it.
Have you played it out loud? Like, I don't.
Yeah, I play. But anytime I play,
I thought it was coming out.
No, anytime I play it, you're like, "Ugh, The Weeknd."
It all sounds the same.
It doesn't. But I don't know. I feel like maybe there's something else coming out. Like
more music.
Yeah, like an EP. I doubt it's a whole new
album.
Did
he say this is like his last album as The Weeknd?
As The Weeknd, yeah.
And then it's going to Able to Steffi.
Tesfaye. Yeah.
He's so like such a dramatic artist.
I don't think
nobody cares that much.
No, I think he is because each album that he came out with from the very beginning, I was a fan from like 2010. The first Weeknd song I ever heard was a song called High For This.
Yeah.
If you never heard that song, just go listen to it. It's the very first song I ever heard. I remember it was like 2010.
Wait, is his first albums the trilogy series or no?
The first album, it was the trilogy series.
Yeah.
Which consists of...
Okay, well, you don't need a whole
House of Balloons,
Weeknd lesson right
Thursday,
now.
And Echoes of Silence. So those were like three small projects. Mm-hmm. So the very first one that he put out was House of Balloons.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the black and white one.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, ever since then, like, you know, I hear people say, oh, you know, I've been listening to The Weeknd
since
the beginning. And I'm just like, oh yeah, like when? And I'm not saying I'm like the oldest fan, right? So then they'll be like, oh yeah, since like Crew Love, like on the Drake Take Care album. I'm like, bro, this is after a while already.
Oh my God, you're so like...
No, and I'm not saying...
You're not even a real fan.
No, but if there's someone that I can honestly say that I'm like a fan of and I love just like the way he makes his music, but you got to know more about him. What ruined it for you is the show that he came out with, the Idol. It was, that's why maybe, because it wasn't great. Like the concept, it was like, if you're a teenager, you shouldn't have been like watching that stuff. That should never be on TV.
Exactly. And for me, that show and the character he played in that show is exactly how I always imagined he was in real life based on the music that he made.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, like,
makes sense,
I'm right. Like,
yeah.
This is how he is. And then he's like, oh, well, no, this is not how
I
am.
This movie is going to be very different because I think it's inspired by a real life incident that happened to him. Did you know when he lost his voice in front of like 80,000 people? Imagine that. You're performing and you lose your voice. Like you can't sing.
That's what the movie's about?
No, well, that's what inspired the movie.
Is the movie like about his life?
Kind of, yeah, as an artist, like how he evolved from like the beginning until like the later albums. It's pretty dope. That's what I got from the trailer.
So is it real?
What do you mean real?
Like, is it like just like a documentary type of thing?
No, it's not a documentary. Obviously, it's a movie and they added more stuff. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but it's not a documentary. But he plays himself, basically.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Another thing that I'm just like...
I mean, you don't have to come.
I mean, no, I'll go. And then we're also going to... in June, we're going to his concert.
I made Alia come with me.
Yeah. I mean, I'll try something. I'll try something once.
But the last Weeknd album that we went, the concert that we went to, you had a good time.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. I had a good time.
But yeah, one last thing that I want to close off on since you mentioned this movie. We also need to go watch Sinners. We haven't seen it yet. We're going to go and then we're going to report back.
Sinners, yeah. I want to watch that.
With the double Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
That's like Yoni's and I's thing. Who's your Michael B. Jordan?
What?
Like, you know how it's always that we say like, I...
Look, he's your celebrity crush.
I mean, not really though. It's just because like he's like hot, you know, by like people's standards.
Yeah.
So I think it's always like with you is
Kendall you
Jenner,
asking, like,
and then for me it's Michael B. Jordan.
Kendall Jenner? No, she's not. It's not. I don't even follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe you're like on one of my accounts. I do.
Oh, the secret account. But yeah, I wanted to say that I recently watched a series on Hulu called...
And by the way, she's not. I have like other ones that I would put above her.
Other ones? Ones what?
No, like if we're looking for a celebrity crush.
Okay, like who?
Like Amber Rose, she was... My celebrity crush for real. Like,
okay,
like
what?
10 years
talking
ago.
About actual right now. Do you have a celebrity crush?
Well, no. I wanted to tell people that she follows me on Twitter.
You've said that many times.
No, I didn't.
Okay, guys. She follows Yoni on Twitter.
Amber Rose in 2010,
people
2011.
Don't even know who Amber Rose is.
Okay, if you don't know, that's cool. Probably, you know. But Amber Rose, that's Kanye West's ex-girlfriend and Wiz Khalifa's ex-girlfriend. In 2010, she followed me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
She wished me a happy birthday every year for like 4 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a shout out, like, hey, happy birthday. my at name.
Yong.
And then, yeah, and I don't know. I still don't know exactly why she followed me. I know I mentioned her like a few times.
Yeah.
But like a lot of people mention her.
Yeah.
And she just followed me and she still followed me today. And I feel like I should like meet her in person just to say hi.
She won't know you.
Yes, she will.
No, she won't.
Yes, she will.
No, she won't.
She followed me on Instagram too, but then she won't follow me like after a year.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
no, I'm serious. And actually, wait, last thing. And I'm going to put a screenshot here of a comment she left on one of my Instagram posts like years ago.
And it was like, you're cute.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that one.
What was it?
It wasn't that
one. It wasn't that one.
No, I had like many interactions with her. Like we talked, I DM'd with her before too.
Like years ago.
Okay, years ago, but it's still crazy.
She won't remember you.
She only followed like 200 people at the time.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe she was like trying to get some.
I don't know, maybe, but when she broke up with Kanye West, she broke up with like Wiz Khalifa, you know what I'm saying? I felt so bad. I DM'd her and I was like, you know, things happen for a reason.
DM'd her on Twitter or on Instagram?
On Twitter.
You still got that DM?
I said, yeah. I said, yes, you know, things happen for a reason. Keep your head up, you know, shit like that, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So cringe, right?
Bro, that's like the equivalent of you DMing, like, freaking, I don't know who, like, Messi or something.
Messi.
Like, happy birthday.
Messi? Oh, the soccer player?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like the running joke online that like, you go on your boyfriend's phone and you see that he DM'd, like, some like big celebrity guy.
No, but the reason why I did that is because I knew she would respond, and she did. And she said, thank you so much, love you, some shit like that. I'm going to try to find it.
Yeah, we need to find that.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
But anyways.
Okay, last thing, I just wanted to say that if you guys are looking for a good, good show to watch, I know this is not necessarily new, but it's relatively new. You need to watch, if you haven't yet, The Good American Family. It's on Hulu. It's so good.
What is that?
It's like the one that I was telling you about, that it's like a couple adopts a disabled young girl. She's like...
She has
dwarfism.
Yeah.
And the mom is Ellen Pompeo, which was Meredith Grey in the Grey's Anatomy for like, you know, almost 30 seasons. And now this is like her first role, not as Meredith Grey, which is like the main reason why I wanted to watch it, because I was just curious. And she was so good in it.
Mm.
That at first I could see only Meredith Grey, like her old character, in it. And then as the story progressed, I was like, holy shit. And she was so good. So if you guys are looking for a new show to watch and you haven't seen this one yet, I highly recommend The Good American Family. It's a crazy show. It's 8 episodes. The first 4 are from one character's perspective. And the second 4 are from the other character's perspective. And it's like the flip is crazy.
And usually so Ali good. Is the one, is the type of watcher that loves to predict what happens in a movie.
Everybody does that. That's the point of watching a movie, is you're so engaged in it that you're trying to figure it out while they're trying to figure it out. If there's like a thing that you're trying to figure out, there's a mystery, there are questions, you as the watcher are also going to try to figure it out. That's the whole point of like making movies, is like for you as the character, as the watcher, as the viewer, the director that put together this plot and this movie, everything is filmed and given to you and fed to you in a certain way for you to believe a certain thing and only see like one thing or the other. So that's like the beauty of, that's the beauty of cinema.
I get it.
So you guys should watch that. And another thing that I watched the last episode of today that was like not as good, but if you want something to watch, called The Stolen Girl, also on Hulu.
If it's not that good, we're not recommending bad things, all right?
Yeah, I'm just giving you my take because it's kind of a new show. It was like a good 6 out of 10.
Yeah. You're recommending 6 out of 10?
I'm not recommending it. I'm just giving my review.
I will never recommend anything that's not great.
Okay. Well, watch The Good American Family. There you go. We're going to go over to Patreon. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what we're talking about on there. It will be revealed once that episode drops.
Maybe we'll do like another off topic.
We could. I mean, we have plenty of other things to talk about.
Yeah, just vibes.
Yeah. See, I feel like we should just do... The only thing I have with off topic episodes is like we can't keep titling them off topic.
Yeah, I know. So for those, let's just name it like a random... Like something,
a random thing we talked about in the episode.
In this one, I feel like it should be... what was like the big chunk in the middle of the episode?
Well, we talked about storming out at the beginning of the episode, like storming out of an argument, and then the Brazilian concert, and then the weekend.
We'll figure it out. Thanks for listening. And if you got to the end of the episode, please comment.
Comment, like
just one word. So we know who stayed to the end, you know?
Okay, comment. I don't know. We didn't have like one specific thing.
Just comment off topic. Just so we know.
No, comment something. That's boring. Comment.
Oh my God. Okay, this is boring right now.
Comment. Shit, I don't know. Sorry, I didn't mean to swear.
Just randomly.
Comment yellow because I'm wearing yellow pants.
All right, comment yellow. So random, isn't it? Okay, yellow.
Okay, love you guys so much. Thank you for listening once again. This is the What's the Juice podcast, signing out.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.